It's The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee, here with John Hockenberry all week long. And John?
Yes?
Some kind of breaking news this morning.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of this. I mean, we reported when Newsweek had The Recession is Over on its cover as well. I mean, the question is
a
feelings question. It's also an economics question. I don't know what to make of it, though.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the majority of economists that they surveyed agree that the recession is ended. So,
what are the numbers? How many?
They polled 50. 47 responded. 27 said, yep, it's over.
So there were three of them. I'm really too busy to answer this question, Wall Street Journal.
They said, I'm too busy spending all the mounds of cash probably. I have now yeah. that the recession is
well,
over.
Well, I mean, let's talk about it. And we got the right person, that's for sure.
We do. We have Kelly Evans, Wall Street Journal reporter, with us this morning to talk about the survey. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
So the recession, done.
As you probably saw from even that survey, 27 out of 47 isn't exactly an overwhelming majority.
Right.
But yes, it's nice that we can finally get some consensus to say, well, actually, yeah, in the recession's over. And what we mean by that, by the way, is not that the economy's recovering, but that a recession starts at the peak of economic activity and it stops at the trough. So all they're saying is we're at the bottom.
Which is not good news, and we don't want you spending the rest of the day going, I heard you this morning saying the recession is over, and have people like dump hot sauce in your soup at lunch.
And to me,
I like hot sauce.
I mean, this period right now, it's been so difficult for us to do anything approaching saying the recession's over or there's a bottom, because there's so much kind of angst about it. There's so much pain in the labor market. People say, how can you possibly even suggest this? And yet, I mean, I'll tell you right now, if you go back and look at monthly GDP figures, which is what the Bureau who arbiters recessions looks at, it's very possible it could end up being May or June or July that the recession ended. Absolutely.
Mm. Now, one of the problems on the debate on the disagreement issue is that we entered this in a strange way, in that the credit markets froze up after a huge spike in energy prices, and that people really didn't know what to make of how we were getting into this.
Well, and when you talk about the moment when economists actually agree on something, I mean, they were unanimous that that event was horrible, that the months afterwards were horrible, that the economy in the U.S. and everywhere else was in free fall. It's been the outlook now, and especially now, that there are some who still insist it's not over, some who still insist there's pain ahead, and there's that's what I was talking about when I talk about the disagreement now.
Now, I'm based out of Detroit, so the whole recession is over is extremely tough sell.
It's a tough case to make out there.
That's a tough sell. But there is one other holdout. The International Energy Agency, they're talking about oil fundamentals, and energy was part of the cause of all this. They said the evidence of a bottoming out of the global recession is patchy, and global gas oil demand, a key indicator of economic health, remains significantly subdued.
Even as you hear people say the recession is over in the U.S. or in the global economy, you're still going to hear a lot about weakness. And that's why yesterday the Federal Reserve kept interest rates near zero. I mean, that's incredible. They're incredibly low, and they're still saying, look, GDP's down, still down 4% from a year ago. This is the worst post-war recession. There's a lot of weakness and
so
a lot.
Bottom still stinks, right? Exactly.
Right.
Kelly Evans of the Wall Street Journal, you just quoted the IEA, International Energy Agency. We got Steve, who sent us an email saying, I'll know the recession is over when job growth exceeds job losses and when there's real income growth for the middle to upper class. You actually measure stuff like that, right?
Right. Well, there are a lot of agencies that do, but I will say, again, when you're looking at simply dating the end of a recession, that's not necessarily the prime determiner. It's output. The labor market, if it behaves like the last two recessions, which were mild by historical standards in 2001 and 1999, the labor market did not recover then, in some cases, for up to 18 months after the recession was over. So
right.
We sort of know by now that's not going to be one of the key things.
Okay.
Well, let's give Kelly some data points some more data points.
That's right. We're going to go on. You know, I looked it up. The median salary for a corporate economist is about $111,000 a year. So let's go to some people who are a little closer to the average income. We have three people on the line. We've got Jim Svets.
Our friend.
Welcome back, Jim. He's the owner of Chill. It's a wine bar in Beacon, New York. We've also had Greg Goodnight, who's probably going to tell us a little bit about unemployment. He's the mayor of Kokomo, Indiana, and Cliff Hagedin. He's the owner of the Fort Gratiot Express. We also talked to him earlier. Good morning to all of you. Let me start with you, Greg.
Good morning.
Are you still at about 19% unemployment?
Latest numbers haven't came out. We're hoping it's a little bit lower than that. And just briefly, Kokomo is a manufacturing community about 50 miles north of Indianapolis. Predominantly automotive. We have a large Chrysler plant, obvious, and with the merger with Fiat, we had a plant shut down of about 4,000 workers for about a six-week period, but a lot of them are back to work, and not at the same levels previously.
Are you seeing some exodus out of Kokomo?
Well, I've been mayor for about 19 months. My timing wasn't real good, but that's...
Well, at least they can't blame you for the economy, Mayor.
Oh,
well,
they will.
They can, actually. I agree with you, but sometimes they do.
Okay, Jim, you opened your wine bar not all that long ago. How is business?
Well, since last October, obviously winter was quite tough, but the champagne corks aren't quite popping yet, but the wine is certainly beginning to flow a lot better.
Maybe you'll get some of these economists that got polled in the Wall Street Journal, because they're pretty bullish.
Yeah. Well, you know, whenever there's some positive talk on television, whether it's, you know, across the board or not, it shows up right at the bar the next day, because everybody watches TV all day long.
That's interesting. Well, Cliff Hagedin, you actually saw some signs of increased economic activity out there on the roads. Are you still seeing it?
Yes, I am. The corridors, especially Interstate 75, Interstate 65, the truck traffic is starting to mount again.
Now, last time we talked to you, you said that when the housing, when the lumber starts to flow on the backs of trucks, then you'd really be positive. Any sign of that?
It's been 2 weeks now, to be very blunt, no. Not completely.
We like blunt. Blunt is good.
Kelly Evans with the Wall Street Journal. To be very clear, there's a lot of here talk about unemployment, and you say they're not necessarily related, but we should be very clear that we're not talking about more jobs. They're still expecting the unemployment rate to rise to about 10% by
yes,
the fall.
Yes, absolutely. Still looking at almost 10%. If you look at sort of the pace of job losses, yes, they've slowed, but we're still losing hundreds of thousands of jobs at a time when the economy normally needs to create
we
about 100,000.
We lost 250,000
last month, right? And we need to create at least 100,000 just to keep up with population growth. So not only have we lost that 6.5 million since the recession began, but also there were jobs we needed to be creating along the way anyhow. And if you look at surveys of hiring activity, by the way, yesterday the Labor Department came out with one. It was at a historic low. I mean, we're
right.
just not yet seeing on net those kinds of signs. But again, they are related, of course. But I just mean that if you want to talk about when the recession ended, it's not necessarily the labor market that's going to tell us that.
And 10% unemployment nationally, you dream of that. I mean,
one out of five. That's one
amazing.
Out of five people out of...
Well, in one point, if I can make it real quickly, is that when this recession intensified last fall, what it did was really synchronize the pain everywhere, and now we're getting back to more of a regional recovery, either in the U.S. or globally.
Kelly Evans is with the Wall Street Journal. We also heard from Jim Svetz, owner of Chill in Beacon, New York. Greg Goodnight is the mayor of Kokomo, Indiana, and Cliff Hagedin, the owner of Fort Gratiot Express. Thanks, all of you, for joining us. Later in the show, we're going to hear about a free healthcare clinic in L.A. It's so much in demand, people have been waiting all night long to get in. And we're going to touch in now with one of those people who's waiting in line, Rachel Wallace. She's hoping to see a dentist. Rachel, when you hear people say that the recession is over, what's your reaction to that?
I think that people who think that the recession is over are very privileged and that they have jobs that are somewhat recession-proof. While I live in San Francisco and a lot of our local jobs are tourism, we weren't hit so hard by it. But I know my mother and my brother in Tennessee cannot find a job anywhere. The factories that are still open have insourced, and most of the factories are closed down. And I know that they can't find a job and can't even temp at this point.
So you're going to need to find a job before you feel the
recession? No, I don't think so.
I imagine a lot of people who are waiting in line there. How many people are in line at this point, do you think?
Oh, gosh. It's at least two blocks long. It looks like there's probably about 500 people here.
500 people at 5:15 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've been here since about 11 o'clock last night.
Rachel, when will the recession be over for you?
The recession will be over for me when I'm able to find a job as well as I could 3 years ago. Being a waitress and in the service industry, we tend to jump jobs a lot. But there are no jobs to be heard of right now. Hmm. Even with the tourism still going, there's nothing. Nobody's hiring. There's nothing. Look on Craigslist. There are no help wanted ads yet.
Okay. Thanks, Rachel. We're going to come back to you. We're going to come back to you in just a little bit.
Yeah, don't lose your place in line. What?
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.